It was decided that Carlos, my cousin, could go, but I am unsure if Earl was allowed to go or if he was there at that particular time. Off they went slowly, following the tracks on the sandy road, stopping on occasion, then heading north at the fork down from the house as I was watching. It was a long day sitting inside the living room, listening for the phone and watching down the road for a glimpse of the men folk returning. Later, just after dusk, a set of headlights appeared coming up the road. "It's them," someone called out, overjoyed at their return. Everyone was safe and sound.